آمود یهوسو یهوسو سرکو آمین. According to the calendar of the Armenian Church, the Holy Cross has four holidays, four feast days. The exaltation of the Holy Cross, the cross of the Holy Vow, and the discovery of the Holy Cross. And these three of the four are found in autumn. There is only one that is found in the springtime, and that is what we celebrate today. And it is known as the apparition of the Holy Cross. And it is the day that we remember that on May 7th in the year 351, a cross appeared in the skies of Jerusalem and shone over all the people. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem writes that the cross was brighter than the sun. It remained there for hours, and it was seen by the entire population of the city of Jerusalem. He goes on to say that this is testimony that Christianity has finally defeated paganism in the Roman Empire. But the cross has also been a symbol of many things throughout the centuries. The cross has been a symbol of death and of life. It has been a symbol of the destruction of demons and the victory of the faithful. It has been a symbol of the end of sin in our lives and the beginning of a new life. It is a symbol of a door to eternal life and a bridge that brings us closer to Christ. But it has often been symbolized as a burden and a responsibility. And we see this most profoundly in the Gospels with Christ, how he constantly says that he is going to die. He knows his responsibility is to lay down his life for his flock, and he knows that it is going to be with the cross. And so often this thought comes to our minds. What is mine to do? What am I supposed to do in this life? What is my mission in this world? Christ knew what was his to do. Because in today's gospel reading, we hear him say, "My teaching is not mine, but it is he, his, who sent me." And then earlier in the same gospel, he says, "I have not come down from heaven. I have come down from heaven. Not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." So the real question is, what is it for us? What are we supposed to do as Christians in this world? If we ask our bishop, Bishop Daniel, his answer would be, it's not so much what are we supposed to do, but what are we called to be? We are called to transform our lives. We are called to transform the lives of those around us and to transform the society we live in. We cannot think that being a Christian is living a checklist, where today I donated money to the church, or today I read the Gospels and I prayed, or I helped a little old lady across the street, or I had their wife come and visit my house this year, so check. But rather, we must live as if there is a goal we are striving for. Many times, unfortunately, people try to curtail and lessen the responsibilities that they have as Christians. Many times, people try to lighten the crosses that they bear. But in doing so, they cannot reach the destination that they are headed towards, which is our Lord. There was a multitude of people passing on a road once, and each of them had their cross on their shoulders. One of them thought that their cross was too heavy, and this man thought since it was too heavy, he was going to be sly. And he decided to go behind some bushes out of the way of everyone, and he would saw off a part of that cross. And so he did, and he was very satisfied with the work that he had done. And so he put his cross back on his shoulder, which was much lighter now, and he ran forward to catch the people that had gone on ahead of him. And he ran so quickly and it was so light that he passed all of them, and he was the first one in line. But then all of a sudden, as they were walking on their path, a huge precipice, a canyon appeared in front of them. And all the people came to it, and they saw it, and they took their crosses and they laid their crosses down in such a way that they were able to walk from one side to the other. But the man who was sly and thought his cross was too heavy could not put his cross down. He stayed on his side because his cross was too short. He had cut off a part that was needed. The crosses that we carry are our responsibilities and our obligations to the people around us and to our Lord. And they are really bridges which take us and bring us closer to Christ. Ultimately, the cross teaches us that we must put to death our own plans and desires and follow only Christ. This is what we are called to do, and in doing that, we become that which Christ sees in us. The cross is a bridge to Christ. So today, as we celebrate from our home, not just Mother's Day, but we also celebrate and remember the appearance of the Holy Cross in the skies over Jerusalem 16 and a half centuries ago, I ask that we also remember the appearance of the cross in our lives, that it is not a burden, as I so often hear, but rather it becomes a bridge to bring us closer to Christ and ultimately closer to each other.
Amen.